some football this hour. It's understood England international Trent Alexander-Arnold is close to agreeing a deal with Spanish giants Real Madrid. Now, Trent won 7 trophies at Liverpool and has been a key member of the team that's on the verge of clinching the Premier League title this season. Obviously, we've seen everything on social media. Nothing official yet from Trent, Liverpool or Real Madrid, but these fans giving their reaction of his potential departure to Sky Sports News.
I'm just blessed. I think it's all glory to God as well. We knew that these were no 2 years back. These were just guys that wanted to try and play for one another and just get a new opportunity, and that's what they've done. And yeah, I can't be more proud of them. And yeah, eventually a little bit of a drop goal there at the end, unnecessary, but we'll take it.
Yeah, so that wasn't Trent. That was Jeremy McLaren, the varsity college coach who clinched promotion to the Varsity Cup for FNB Varsity College after they beat Wusu in Durban North yesterday. Varsity College becoming the first KZN side to make it to the Varsity Cup after many, many tries from UKZN. So well done there to Durban Varsity College. Tyson Fury's former promoter Bob Arum says he'd advise him against getting back into the ring to face Anthony Joshua. Now, the self-titled Gypsy King has retired from the sport, but rumors that he could return for one final showdown with Joshua, those rumors won't go away. Arum, speaking to Sky Sports News, says Fury would be better off spending his time as an ambassador for the sport.
I would advise him not to ever go back in the ring, but to make himself useful as a spokesperson, because he can communicate extraordinarily well.
Yeah, I don't know how that would be. Tyson Fury as ambassador for boxing, he's great in the ring, but yeah, people skills and becoming a role model, I'm not too sure about that one. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.